Today, I am here to bring you, well, first of all, greetings in the name of Jesus. My name is Moses Stelzfus, and I want to bring an inspiration to you this morning. And I want to talk about, yesterday I talked about the awesomeness of God, the great God, the Creator, and how He created man, and how that I had an image of, in my mind, of how God might have created man, and just taken a hunk of clay like I did when I was young, and just simply made a form and then blew his life into his nose. And but you know, as I thought about it, as I looked at that yesterday, I felt that God's creation was much more intricate and much more detailed, and that God, in His wisdom, put man together in such a beautiful way. Man was made, was fearfully and wonderfully made on that first day, and man was made in the image of God. Man was perfect. You know, have you ever made something that was perfect? Perfect. Maybe you have made a loaf of bread and you say, wow, that came out just perfect. Did it? Maybe it had a dent here, had a dent there. And, but, and, you know, maybe you put all the ingredients together right. And if you did, it was still not you that made that bread. It was God that made it to rise. It was God that made it, that shaped it. Yes, you shaped it in the pan. You kneaded a dough, possibly, and you laid it in the pan. But it was God that caused it to rise and caused it to form in the shape of a loaf. And if God's infinite wisdom wouldn't have been there, you couldn't have created that perfect loaf of bread. And not only that, just think of what it took to make that bread. First of all, it took a grain of wheat, and that grain of wheat had to be ground to powder. That grain of wheat had to give up his form, his way of life. There was life in that grain of wheat. That grain of wheat had to give up his life, had to be ground together with other grains. Just think of one grain of wheat and grinding that one piece of one grain. How much flour would you have? Not very much. But together, all the grains that you grind up to become flour to make bread, they're all blended together, and they create a loaf. They create, together with the other ingredients that you put in, water and milk, I don't know what all you put in bread, but all the different things that you put in bread, and then the yeast, this is another living thing, put that together, and God causes that yeast to multiply. Again, we're talking about cells multiplying. But the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God. It's not your wisdom. It's not your wisdom in knowing how to make bread. Can you make bread? Absolutely not. I cannot make bread, and neither can you. It is only God that can make bread. Did you ever think about it in that way? Yes, I can put some ingredients together, and I can mix them up, and I can knead the dough, but I can't make bread. If it wasn't for God's power, if it wasn't for God multiplying cells, bread wouldn't happen. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. You know, God is such a mighty God. Then in creation, you know, God created all this back there in the Garden of Eden. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth and everything therein. He didn't come along later and say, oh, let's make wheat. No. God created this in the beginning. God, in his infinite wisdom, greatness, his great power, his awesomeness, I just can't imagine how awesome and great God is. God, in his wisdom and awesome power, created man. No. Yes, maybe God, maybe man, maybe the scientists, maybe the evolutionists are a little bit more accurate than what we think they are when it says that with a great bang, this earth was created. Can you imagine the power that was present when the earth was created? The awesome power of God? I'm not giving any credit to the evolutionists and the scientists that say that the earth was created with a bang. It was just a big bang, and out of nothing the earth was created. But you know what? There was an awesome presence of God. There was an awesome presence of God when the earth was created. Wow. I don't know about you, but I want you to consider how great and powerful this awesome God is. This ball that we're living on, which is just a speck of dust in God's sight, but it's 25,000 miles in circumference and 8,000 miles from one surface to the other through the middle. That's incomprehensible in our minds, the huge, vast ball that we live on. And yet, in comparison to the universe, it's just a speck of dust. It's just a grain of sand. Not only did God make the earth, but he made the whole universe. Oh, I want you to imagine the awesomeness, the vastness of God's creation. God's awesome creation. God's awesome power. I don't know about you, but I know that when the earth was created, I believe that when the earth was created, when these things were taking place, and these things were taking form, there was an awesome display of power. Wow. God. God. In the beginning, God. Can we imagine that? I know I can't. But in the beginning, God. The Bible says in Genesis, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created. If we just take that a little bit at a time. First of all, we say in the beginning, okay? Then we say God. Take one word and analyze it and think what it means. In the beginning, God, and then created. God created. How did he create? He created with his awesome power. God. God created heaven. And if we consider the heavens, Paul said he ascended into the third heaven. What does all that mean? I don't know. The first heaven, I can imagine, would be the place around the globe where the oxygen is, and where the birds fly, and where the airplanes fly. And the second heaven may be out there in space where the, I'm just imagining things here. I don't know. I don't believe anybody really knows what the first, second, and third heaven is. But I'm just trying to create in our minds the awesomeness of God. You know, there where the, in space, where the, all the galaxies are, and all the stars, and all the planets, the vastness of that. And then Paul said, talks about the third heaven. The angels, God himself, the throne. I don't know. These things are too vast and too beautiful and too holy and too great for me to even hardly imagine. But it's the awesomeness of God. It's the awesomeness of God. God's creation. You know, those first few words in the Bible, they're not just words. They're not just words. They are awesome. In the beginning, God. God created heaven and earth. God created. And the vastness of this earth, this earth that's made up of elements, that's made up of minerals, and I don't know what all is in this earth. It's made up of gold and silver and precious metals and all the elements that God put together to create this earth. I guess I got a little bit out of sequence when I started with man, because God first had to create the elements. God first had to create the parts of the earth that and maybe even before that, the vastness, the just the I don't know, the space and it's just, I don't know where to stop, where to start. The vastness, the greatness, the awesomeness of God. And his great power. I hope that this morning and between this morning and yesterday, you get a picture of God in a much greater way than you did before. And you know, maybe we can get into a relationship with this awesome God. Maybe we can talk about that yet. How that we can have a relationship. But that's a subject for later. I think, again, I ran out of time, and it's time for me to close. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this morning, dear God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon your people, dear God. And everybody that is listening to this daily inspiration, I pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would awaken some deep respect for this great and awesome God. And that by the end of the week, we could create a desire for a relationship with this awesome God. And maybe we could even lay out the design on how to accept this awesome God into our heart through repentance, through confession of sin and repentance and seeing who we are in the sight of this awesome God. So Lord God, this morning I pray that you would give me wisdom and direction as I continue to study the Word of God, as I continue to build upon this awesome God, as I continue to, I don't know where you take me, Lord. I really don't know. I did not. It's so awesome. It's so awesome. But I want everyone, every listener, dear God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be able to understand the Scripture, to be able to understand the awesome and vastness of my God. And Lord, this morning, we commit these things into your hand. We commit everyone into your hand. Lord, I pray that you would cause everyone to fall on their face and worship this awesome God. And dear Heavenly Father, this morning, I just thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have called me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I thank you, dear God, that you have called me out of religion. Lord, this life is more than religion. A relationship with God is more than religion. It's more than a form. It's more than a way of life. But it is a way of, it is a relationship with this holy and majesty, this great God that I've been talking about. All glory and honor and praise to my King, my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you in the name of Jesus. I come. I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. You are a mighty God. Amen. Well, this morning, if you want to get a hold of me, don't get a hold of me, please. Get a hold of God. Get a hold of God. But I don't care if you need someone to help you to get a hold of God. I'll be glad to help you. I'll be glad to help you. My phone number is 717-656-9576. You know, it's God that has the keys. We just need to be able to bow down before this awesome God and worship Him. God said, come as you are. Come as you are. Fall on your face and worship this awesome and mighty God. 717-656-9576. If you want to give me a call, you may do so. All glory and honor and praise to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for listening. God bless you.